how long was it from the time you found out you needed a heart transplant until the time you actually got one? I kind of remember it happened quicker than you thought.
Well, I went in to a doctor in Twin Falls, and I thought it was asthma that would give me a problem because of my lungs. And they took x-rays, and they couldn't hardly see my heart because the fluid in my lungs had built up so bad.
Wow.
And so that's when I got sent down to Salt Lake, and this Dr. Bristow come in and told me, he says, the only thing would be is a heart transplant.
Wow.
And so he wanted me to sign up, and I didn't want to sign up. And so I went back home, and about half a week or something, I finally called and told them to put me on the list. And it was on a Thursday when I told that. The next Monday morning, they gave me a call and told me that they had a heart and I needed to be down to Salt Lake immediately.
Oh, my gosh. So that was really fast.
And on Tuesday morning, I had
your transplant.
And
before you made the decision to get your heart transplant, I mean, did they tell you, you know, you're not going to live more than 3 to 6 months, or did they give you any ballpark?
They told me that 60% of my heart was gone, and that I was only had about 35 to 40% that was keeping me going.
Wow.
And so they says that they couldn't give a time how long I'd live.
And I remember you telling me it was a little boy's heart that you got. Is that right?
It was a college student that was going to the University of Utah, and he was riding a bicycle, and he hit a curb, and it threw him off, and he hit his head. At that time, they didn't have helmets, so, you know, then he was brain dead.
Oh, wow.
And his family donated the stuff.
And did you ever meet the family?
I called and talked to him and thanked him. And I asked them if they wanted to meet me, and they really didn't want to meet me because it would bring back.
It was too painful for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about that boy?
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm out working hard or something, I'm thinking, that poor guy, if he knew what he was going to go through, I would never got that heart.
You think he would have thought that was too much work for his heart? Oh, goodness. And you're a big-hearted person, which is funny because you've had a heart transplant, but you've got a heart of gold. And I know you talk about people thinking you're a tough guy, but anybody who really knows you knows how sweet you are and how kind you are. And you're always willing to help people, which is a pretty neat thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.